This is On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield. Once television seemed like a fortress impregnable, a lighthouse beamed directly, reliably into nearly every American home. On an ordinary Sunday evening, say November 22nd, 1987 in Chicago, TV was predictability itself, firmly controlled by its anointed gatekeepers, until that control was stolen twice in one night. First, when a man in a Max Headroom mask silently broke into the broadcast of the 9 o'clock news, and then when he intruded into an 11 p.m. broadcast of Doctor Who.
The creature has got into the lighthouse. Now we must fight for our lives.
That clip was from that fateful episode of Doctor Who, but here's what that actual interruption sounded like. When the Max Headroom man with a fixed leer spoke with a voice deliberately distorted, he executed a series of creepy antics, culminating in pulling down his pants and howling, while a man in an apron slapped his naked bottom with a fly swatter. Chicago TV producer Boaz Blauhut was a kid back in 1987.
I was quite wigged out. You know, did I pick up an errand signal from Mars? Was this from the future? This shock, you know, you're taken out of a super cheap BBC drama and suddenly brought into somebody's garage.
Maybe he was picking up something from the future, some 25 years into the future, when TV's traditional order is disrupted and flickering images penetrate your home from everywhere and everyone across a variety of platforms. The truth is, many TV consumers are wigged out, bewildered by the multitude of options in 2012. That's why we're re-airing a special hour devoted to the agitated, unruly business of television. We initially looked at the state of the small screen back in May. This is an updated version of a universe that is changing literally before our eyes.